So welcome to the Hero Card Hour here on KERV 1230 AM Radio. I am the host of this program each week from 2 to 3. My name is Lou McCoy. I am so glad you tuned in. I bet you're out driving around getting those last few Christmas wishes taken care of. But maybe you're lucky and you've already done all that and you're just at home by the fire enjoying a great day. But anyway, I'm glad you tuned in. I'm joined in the studio, as always, with Becca Hill.
Becca Gray.
Becca Gray. Why are you leaving? What do you care?
Because I don't want the weirdos looking me up.
All right, so where do I go back to for this?
Just I'm joined in the studio.
I'm joined in the studio with Becca Gray, producer of the show. Hi, Becca.
Hello.
How are you, Becca?
I'm fabulous.
Are you ready for Christmas? It doesn't matter.
No, it's going to come whether I'm ready for it or not.
Well, you're not ready because you haven't been a good girl. Is that it?
No, because I put it off because we're having our big Christmas celebration next week.
Why do you do that?
Well, we have, James and I, between us, we have 5 grown children.
Okay.
And some of them have significant others, and none of them live in Kerrville, so their other, you know, mom or dad or whatever their family stuff is, they're going to do it in their hometown with their family.
Okay.
For Christmas, and then New Year's weekend, all the kids are coming with all the significant others and the grandbaby and all that, and they're going to come stay with us for 5 days.
Oh, that'd be so fun for the first 2 days.
No, it's fun for all 5.
Is it really?
We did it last year, the week before Christmas.
Okay.
And then, of course, they were all here for the wedding in July.
Yep.
And I tell you what, I don't have a tiny house, but my house is not that big either. It's just a little 3-bedroom and 1 bathroom.
Oh, there's
a minimum of 10 of us at a time in the house.
Wow.
And we make it work.
You make it work.
Yeah.
You're a good family.
We all get along, which is really
cool. Must.
It's this blending of this family has just been phenomenal.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Yeah, what a blessing to all get along.
It's the biggest, hugest blessing I've gotten in a long time. And we're going to do, instead of Christmas-type foods, we're going to do New Year's-type foods.
Okay.
So we're going to smoke a brisket.
Love it.
Because, you know, it's Texas, by golly.
Yep.
And tip back a few 12-ounce cold ones, because it's New Year's Eve.
Because it's Texas, doggone.
And we're staying home.
Okay,
you know, we're not going anywhere, so we're staying home. We'll light the fire and burn off some alcohol. And we're going to smoke a ham, because it's New Year's.
Okay.
And, of course, have the sauerkraut and the black-eyed peas like we're supposed to.
You know, you said smoke a ham. I was trying to think what that was because you were talking about drinking and smoking. I'm like, what's a smoking ham? Okay. No, that's all right.
We're smoking barbecue
ham.
Pit.
I got
smoking
you.
A ham.
Smoking a ham. All right, good.
Smoke a ham.
I'm hungry.
And make some, you know, potato salad, red beans.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
But we'll do a lot of the Christmas baking. You know, there'll be cookies and cakes and pies and pecan cobbler.
And then present exchange?
We don't do
much that.
No. I'll have something for each of the kids.
Okay.
Like last year, I did handmade Christmas ornaments for each one of the kids and made sure they had their Lifesaver storybook in their stockings. And because apparently James used to do that with his kids when he was little. I did it with my girls. So
That's
it's
awesome.
Something we just continue on.
Yeah.
And we tell the kids their presence is the only present we want.
Oh,
yeah,
that's a hallmark.
I know.
Moment. That is so
is.
Sweet.
No, we don't want them buying presents. We want them to spend that money on gas to get there.
Good. Yeah. I love it. That's what it's all about. It's about family.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
And we've got a built-in sermon going to happen because his oldest son is actually in seminary school, going to be a preacher.
That's awesome. Where is he in Dallas?
Mm-hmm.
Dallas Theological? Very good.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Sure.
We'll find out if he's taking Hebrew.
I should ask
him. Ask me if he's taking Hebrew. That is, I've had friends that have gone through there, and Hebrew kicks their butt.
Oh,
it does.
He's a smart man, though.
And he'll be fine, but it's Hebrew.
I bet it's
Can
tough,
you imagine?
Yeah,
absolutely.
I don't know if he ever took any foreign languages when he was in high school, either. I don't know.
Well, some of the smartest guys I know have had struggle with Hebrew.
Really?
So he'll be fine. He'll make it.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, but I'd ask him if he knows anything and ask him
to
speak it.
Yeah, when he, I guess they can go back through the manuscripts and look at the original words and things like that in the Bible, which is pretty
cool.
Awesome. It is. No, it is. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, so that thought just left my mind. So, Becca, let's wait till that comes back around
room. We'll make it back around.
Make it back around.
Yeah. So what's new with the hero card?
Oh, the
it's
hero
Christmas,
card. It is. It
what's
is.
What's going on?
Well, we've got our hero card Christmas version, consumer card out there, the winter version.
Sure.
And you probably saw our post on Facebook
that.
Yeah,
yes.
Pretty cool.
It looks awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, we're excited about that. That's it. You were talking about, I was going to talk about stocking stuffers.
Oh.
And that's a great stocking stuffer.
Oh, it is.
Maybe a little late to get it to you this year, though, by the time. Yeah, that isn't going to work.
But you can still sign up, buy it online, and have it sent to the recipient.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right. So back to the stocking stuffers.
Yes.
So do you buy lottery tickets occasionally?
I have been.
It's personal. Mm-hmm. Hey, okay. Well, we don't do many of them, but at Christmas, Brandy, my wife, will put them in our stockings.
Oh, cool.
And we look forward to that. That's so fun. I have yet to win anything, but the kids usually win. So.
Oh, that's cool. Well, that's something we did actually today with our sister station. I don't know the name of the person that won, but one of our fabulous sponsors, Mini Mart, teamed up with us, and we did the 12 weekdays of Christmas.
Okay.
And the day five and on was 5 lottery scratch-off tickets.
That's exciting.
Yeah, so that was what? That makes 8, 40 potential chances for winning.
That's fun.
But it's only 8 different people, so.
Well.
But, yeah. Instead of 5 golden rings, it was 5 lottery tickets. So.
That's very good. Yeah, they're kind of fun. I'm not promoting that you buy many of them, but occasionally.
No, but it's fun for a giggle.
Yeah, good for a giggle. Great little stocking stuffer.
Absolutely. Because you never know.
You never know. Well, at our house, somebody wins. It's pretty. We're disappointed when somebody doesn't win, which is bad. But, so what's happening at the Hero Card? We got tons of stuff going on. Bobby Burris here locally still out talking to businesses along with myself.
I hear you got a new partner in the Hero Card.
Oh,
a young lady.
The cat's out of the bag. Yeah. Heather Davis.
Cool.
Who lives in Fredericksburg because, I was very concerned about how fast we could get over there and find out what all was happening, bring everything up to speed. And Heather... a friend of our family. We have kids that are the same age, and they play sports together. And so Heather is, she's just delightful. In fact, she's going to be on the show here in a little while.
Yay!
Yeah.
Get to meet Heather.
Yeah, you'll get to meet.
She's got to be crazy to work for you.
That's what I was thinking. You know, so I hire them and get out of the way.
That's smart? That's very smart.
Yeah, so, but I am so excited. She was excited about the program but she was looking for something, and she'll tell more about that. But, that's fun. She's already having success over there.
Oh,
and,
awesome.
You know, we value Fredericksburg.
Oh, just like, heck yeah.
We want it to be successful over there, and we want people that live here, people that live here go over and shop over there.
I do.
Right?
Yeah,
so, or
I
eat
do.
Dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And so, give us 60, 90 days, and we'll have many more opportunities for you to use your card over there. Yeah.
Oh, that
pretty
is
fun.
So cool.
Yeah.
Off air, I'm going to tell you a couple stores that I frequent, see if we can get them on the list.
Off air.
Because, I don't want to offend anybody.
Yep. Well, what you say off the air stays off the air. That's, is that right?
Most of the time. Not always.
Yeah, not always. Oh, that's an inside joke there. So, we're just excited. I believe 2017 is going to be just a phenomenal year for the program.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we're going to add more and more great business partners. We'll do more and more fundraiser partnerships so that the card gets out there to the consumer. It's going to be a win-win. I'm looking forward to it.
That's cool.
It really is cool. So let me promote one of our businesses
that's been
on the program for a while.
Sure.
Because you may get some money for Christmas, right? If you're listening out there and you get some money and you don't know exactly what to do with it.
Huh?
You could put a rhino lining in the back of your truck, your pickup truck.
Ooh, Grandma's going to have to send more than that $5 check.
Yeah, it's going to take a little bit. But I've just been amazed. Marvin that owns Rhino Linings and his crew over there, those are very affordable. Great way to protect the back of your truck.
Mm-hmm.
I've not done the back of mine yet, but that's a goal for 2017.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what comes in on Christmas Day.
There you go.
But, they're over on Coronado Avenue.
Yep.
And so right over there by the Shell service station, I think the actual address.
Aren't they across the street from Moss Motors?
There you go.
Yep.
Absolutely. So go see Marvin. That's a great 82 Coronado is the actual address.
Yeah.
You can call them at 895-2251. And go see them about, they do other things. They do truck accessories as well.
It's a toy store for trucks, basically.
It is. So, and they'll give you a discount using the Hero Card. So
very cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've saved quite a bit of money with my Hero Card.
It doesn't take long.
No, it doesn't. It's already paid for itself.
Easily.
And I just got it the end of October, wasn't it, I think?
Yeah.
And it's already paid for itself.
No, it doesn't take long. There's just so many places you can use it and get great savings and value. And that's again, we're just going to keep adding to that.
Absolutely.
Which is fun. Here's another. Now, if you really want to do something fun,
sure.
This might be something you save for next Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Have you been in Clint Orms, the engravers?
Oh, yeah.
Have you been over there?
Oh.
Now, that is jaw-dropping
beautiful
stuff that they make
up. Stunning.
Over. Stunning. They're in Ingram Loop.
Yes.
And they offer a discount using the hero card.
Oh.
And
James, are you listening?
Yeah. Well, I was in there visiting with Charlie, I think he's their inside sales rep, and he was just showing us some of the different, mainly just showing the work that they do.
It's phenomenal.
It's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
They provide their buckles and their belts and their different things, bolos, and to a lot of the rodeo folks. They travel to the rodeo shows. So that's a great asset here for Kerrville.
Oh, definitely.
And again, you can use a hero card over there and get discount on your purchase, which is great.
Yep.
He pulled out a belt buckle that was $25,000.
Ooh.
$25,000. And I was thinking to myself, I don't have anything I could wear that with. Right?
Yeah, because you got to have something to set it off.
Yeah. What would I even wear that with?
Black and black.
Woo.
All black, because everybody's going to be staring at your belt buckle anyway.
Be cheap pants and cheap shirt with my $25,000. That's right. They'd be staring at my belt buckle. Mm-hmm. But gorgeous.
I bet.
Yeah. So get in there and see those guys if you get a chance. They're, great time of year to be out piddling and shopping.
Sure.
Seeing things. Old Ingram Loop's a wonderful resource as well.
Oh, so, it's a fabulous place. I love it.
It is. Mm-hmm. Really is. So, Becca, you're telling me we need to take a quick break.
Yep.
So let's do that and play some Christmas fun music here. After we come back, I'm just really excited. We're going to have Rose Bradshaw in the studio. You know Rose, I know.
I sure do.
Everybody knows Rose.
Yes.
Yeah, she's awesome. She's a busy lady. You have to lasso her to get her to slow down long enough to get her in here. But
yeah.
I wanted her to come in. She sits on the board of many different organizations, and because she's a very giving person.
Yes, she is.
And she referees basketball.
I know, right?
She umpires softball. She works. She has a job. And
yeah, she has a real job.
She has a real job. But she's going to come in and talk about the Hill Country Home Opportunity Council.
Okay.
Which I didn't know a lot about, but it's an organization that helps people acquire homes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and they take them from just step one all the way through the process where
awesome.
They got to clean up their credit. And so anyway, Rose has agreed to come in, and she'll be here in just a minute. So let's take a quick break. Again, you've got the Hero Card Hour here on KERV 1230 AM radio, and we'll be right back in a second.
Let it be Christmas everywhere, in the hearts of all people, both near and afar. Christmas everywhere, feel the love of the season wherever you are. On the small country roads lined with green mistletoe, big city streets where a thousand lights glow. Let it be Christmas everywhere, let heavenly music fill the air. Let every heart sing, let every bell ring the story of hope and joy and peace. And let it be Christmas everywhere, let heavenly music fill the air. Let anger and fear and hate disappear, let there be love that lasts through the year. And let it be Christmas, Christmas everywhere.
Welcome back to the Hero Card Hour. Glad you're tuning in today. As I said before the break, I'm now joined in the studio with Rose Bradshaw. Hi, Rose.
Hello, Lou. How you doing today?
I'm doing very good. How about yourself, Rose?
I'm wonderful.
Well, you are a very, very busy lady, Rose. In fact, I see you're wearing your referee and uniform.
Yes, I am. Been doing that for some 30 years.
So, officiating. What is it for basketball?
It's a referee.
Referee. Okay. So you I know you do baseball as well, or softball?
Softball, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So you've been calling high school boys and girls games?
I strictly try to stay with girls.
With girls games.
Yes.
Okay. Very well. That's good. And are you good at officiating? I bet you're wonderful.
We'll leave that to other people.
We could interview some fans and find out, right? Well, Rose, so, again, I know you do a lot of things, but I wanted you to come in and talk to our audience about the Hill Country Home Opportunity Council. That's a mouthful.
It is a mouthful. Yes, it is. Our organization started some time back by the city. of Kerrville, and then when it got a little bit too cumbersome, they handed it over to several key people who took it over, and we have grown since then and been able to put some taxpayers back in our community and are excited that we've got a new subdivision coming up.
That's fantastic. Where's the subdivision that you're building?
I can't remember the exact address, but if you Tom Daniels behind the church, we did one subdivision back there, and it's right behind it. It's adjacent to
okay.
it.
So it's here in Kerrville.
Yes, it is.
That's great. And I think you told me you'd done some other subdivisions so
we
far?
Have. We've done two other subdivisions. One was Pinto Trail, and of course the other one is there where I said okay. it's right behind it.
That's great. And so tell us what the council does in a nutshell.
In a nutshell, we'll help low to middle income families, individuals, acquire a home of their own
okay.
by helping them get their credit in order. By helping them, advising them on where to go to get information on how to qualify for a home. We have local bankers and tax-affiliated people who will help them adjust their lifestyle to make sure that they can acquire a home and be able to take care of it in every facet of the way.
That's great. Okay. And so with these subdivisions that you've done, how many houses does that include at this point?
Oh, man, I'm not sure how many. We've probably done about 50 or 60.
Oh, wow.
This
okay.
new subdivision will have about 30 lots that we're able to help people get into.
Okay. So if I am one of these prospective homeowners, so do I purchase the lot or is the home already built and then I just buy the house? How does that work?
It works in kind of a step. By step mode. We give you information to where you can go and make sure that you qualify for a home, whether it be through USDA, through HUD. We have on our board, we have a banker, we have a tax person, so they're able to help you with the steps and know where to go to get all that information. And then once you've passed the background and everything is good for you, then we help you by, we also provide the plans. We have several different plans you can choose from.
Okay.
You get to choose the lot. We give it at a very discounted rate. We've been able to acquire them through foundations. So our main goal is to have more families, more individuals owning homes of their own and being taxpayers in our community.
That's huge. That's really great. So you basically are helping discount the price of the lots and the construction. And
drastically.
Drastically.
Yep.
So these qualified people get a reduced price on their home when they purchase it or when they finish it, and so they have some equity built in, I would think.
They don't really have equity like some of the other organizations do. We just help them along the way to make sure that their credit, everything is in place, that when they do get qualified and do get to sign the papers and get the keys to that home that they've wanted for all their life, that they're able to keep it for life.
And stay in it.
Yes.
That's huge.
Out of everything that we've done in the past, we've only had one that's ever been turned back.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay. And so how do you find applicants? How do they find you?
They find us by either stopping by the office, which we've just acquired a small little place in the mall next to the Hero Card office, and our lovely new assistant there, Nellie Flores, can help them with the information that they need to try to get all the papers in order.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, I know Nellie. She's a great lady.
Yes, she is.
That's good. Okay, so they can go by the office. Can they reach out on the website as well?
Our website is currently being reconstructed since we were down for about a year, but you can definitely get a hold of us on Facebook.
Okay.
It's Hill Country Opportunity Council. It's on Facebook.
Hill Country Opportunity Council.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good. And is there a phone number that can be answered?
Yes, there is. 830-895-0735.
Okay. And how long have you been on the board with them?
I've been on the board probably about 10 years.
Okay, good. And you're publicity for the board.
Yes, I am publicity.
You're
I enjoy
publicity
it
for everything, Rose. I see you all over town.
I'm like finding Waldo when you look at the paper.
Well, I have found out with Rose Bradshaw, if you need something done, you can call Rose. She gets a lot done. I think I saw you at the couple of Blue Santa events taking pictures.
We are.
You were doing that for the chamber?
No, for the
Blue Santa program. That's right.
I sit on that board for the KCP AAA, yes.
Yep, we know them well. We've had them on the show before, and KC AAA. That's great. And but you also do something for the chamber, aren't
yes,
you? Yes,
I am an ambassador for the chamber. Yes,
okay.
I'm their secretary.
You're retired, Rose?
No. My boss is really a great boss. Wally and I have worked together for about some 28 years. And next year we'll be celebrating 30 years in business. So we've always had a very good working relationship.
Yeah. Wally, good man. That's at SoFast Printing.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Y'all are actually one of our Hero Card business partners.
Yes,
we are.
Which
we greatly appreciate. Give a nice discount to people that show the card over there.
Yes, we do.
That's great. Well, you are a phenomenal lady.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, well, I mean that sincerely. You do get a lot done. Anything else you want to share with us before you have to go today on the Hill Country Home Opportunity Council?
Just stop by, visit with Nellie Flores in the office. She's there from Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from about 9 to 3 in the afternoon. Always ready to help and try to find some answers for you. If not, she'll shoot you in the right direction.
Sounds like a great organization, and of course, be lots of people going through the mall this time of year, right? And
correct.
So go see Nellie and Rose. I just hope you have a great Christmas. Are you going to do anything special for Christmas? You going to be in town? Are you traveling?
Well, I do kind of like a Halloween. I fly a little bit. I leave after Christmas and drive up to see my grandkids all over the country.
Oh, really? What's the farthest point that you go?
Salina, Texas.
All right. That's up north of Dallas.
North of Dallas, yes. About 7 hours.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why I say fly my car.
Well, I hope you have a safe trip. Hope you have a wonderful Christmas. I hope Santa's good to you. You've been a good girl.
Well, I hope he thinks I've been a good girl.
I'm putting Rose on the spot. I'm sorry. That's a yes. You have been.
Thank you.
Well, Merry Christmas to you. Thanks again for coming in. We'll have you back sometime if you'll come on.
I certainly
talk about
will.
Some other things.
Thank you very much. We'll be wanting to come back as soon as we start breaking ground.
Okay, sounds good. Well, listen, we're going to take a quick break. Again, you've got the Hero Card Hour here on KERV 1230 AM Radio. We'll be right back.
Keep his trust. A baby changes everything. Baby changes everything, and she cries. Ooh, she cries. changes everything. A baby changes everything.
All right, so welcome back to the Hero Card Hour. Again, I'm glad you're tuning in this Friday afternoon. And as I said previously, I'm now joined in the studio with my dear friend Pam Umstead. Hi, Pam.
Hi, Lou.
I'm so glad you're here.
I'm glad to be here.
Well, thank you. You're nice to come in on a Friday afternoon just before Christmas.
Well, hey, Santa's packed, ready to go.
Santa's ready at your house?
Absolutely.
Have you been a good girl?
Yes, of course I've been a good girl.
Okay. Well, yeah, that goes without saying. But you're a busy lady.
Yes.
Yeah, you stay on the run. So, again, I appreciate you coming in.
Glad to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, what, do you have big plans for Christmas?
We've got a very small family.
Okay.
So, we're going to have a little bit of family and just a little bit of fun and, you know, just kind of chill out. Christmas is not a real, real hectic thing for us because we're a small family, but we love it that way.
Good for you. So, staying in town?
Yes.
Very good. That's always nice. And then, you've done all your shopping, so that's behind you. So
yep.
You're in good shape.
All done.
Do you do the cooking?
Is that a I big do most of it.
You're a good
yeah.
cook. I know that.
Yeah,
from,
but Dave does some, and Lee does some, and you know he comes in from Dallas, and his job is always the cranberries. At least he has
he
to
does
do that.
The cranberries.
Yes.
All right. So you are here, though. Besides the cranberry topic, we were going to talk about, and I talk about it a lot on the show, and of course, our producer Becca, we talk about it together. But we have this crazy group called High Impact Connection.
Yep.
And you have been a part of that from the start.
I have.
And we're grateful that you've been a part of it. And and I'm in it because of business purposes. And most of the other members are in it for business purposes and for networking. But you have a different role. What is your role in that
group?
Well,
my role at High Impact, as it turned out, was mentor. That wasn't really what I thought about in the first place. But I don't know if you've told them how this whole thing started.
Tell them again.
Well,
briefly. Yeah,
we have lived in Kerrville for a little over 4 years now. I guess almost five. And moved here, you know, not knowing a soul. Started building a house. Found a great church. Went to Impact. But we didn't know anybody. And my business experience was all back in Virginia before we sold our business and retired. And I had been very involved in an international organization called Business Networking International.
Yeah, BNI.
So BNI, Professional Business Organization.
And what business were you in at the time?
I had my own company, an advertising distribution service.
Okay.
And a client of mine had invited me to go to a meeting when a group was getting started in Richmond, the first group in Richmond. And I really was not that interested in going because I really didn't think I needed it. I was doing just fine. But, you know, when a good client asks you to come and, you know, it's like, okay, you know, what else am I? That group met at 7:30 in the morning like ours does. And what else am I going to do at 7:30 in the morning? So, okay, I'll go. And I really got intrigued with the whole idea. And so I kind of didn't know how to say I didn't want to go back, so
I
went back the second time.
All right.
And then I thought, you know, this really could work. This referral thing really could work.
Okay.
Because I had built my business from the beginning on cold calls, which is
knocking
a tough road to go.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's hard. You bet.
But that's what I did, and I did it successfully. But I thought, well, maybe, you know, there's always more. So I decided, okay, I'm going to give it 1 year of good effort and be serious about it.
Okay.
And pay the money. It was big bucks to join that organization.
All right.
And a very heavy time commitment.
Every
but
week.
But I said, every week.
Yep.
And you had to bring a substitute if you weren't there. Or if you did that more than twice, you were gone.
Okay.
So, I mean, it was very, very strict.
So you had to protect that spot at the
table, right? Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yep, go ahead.
So the real blessing that I had out of it, not just the results and the friendships and the relationships, but the guy that was the director that was starting up that area, young man by the name of Jim Roman, still a dear friend of mine.
All right.
Jim asked me to help him as the organizations in Richmond grew, asked me to help him do some trainings. And that was like gold to me because it introduced my business to way more people than, you know, I would ever have known
sure,
in a
good.
Very professional setting. So it was very worth my time to do that. But as a result of doing that, I learned really how to train in professional networking, more than just being a member, but actually being a trainer.
Okay.
So I was very involved in it. And my husband, Dave, you know, always laughed about it because, of course, you know, he appreciated the results. The
right.
results were wonderful.
But
it was like,
oh,
BNI. That's all I hear about is BNI. You know. So he, you know, we had retired. We sold that business in 2008. And we retired. And that was one of the boxes of stuff that I just pretty much tossed because I wasn't planning to go back to work.
No need. Yeah.
Didn't need it. Great experience. Loved it. You know, that chapter's closed.
Right.
So we're sitting at Impact and we've just moved here and we know nobody. And Amy Ely, realtor, gets up on the video and she says, God's put it on my heart to try to bring Christian business people together to network, to help each other. And so if you're interested in doing that, get with me. Well, I thought, how cool is that?
Yeah.
So I looked at Dave and I said, ha, that's a Christian BNI. How cool is that? And he goes, don't even go down that road. And I said,
oh my goodness.
I said, well, I wouldn't because I don't have a business, right?
Right.
No need. So you know how God works. And I kept getting this tap on my shoulder, call this woman, call this woman.
Wow.
I thought, how presumptuous of me to call her up and say, you need help?
Yeah.
I can't do that. But I finally did.
You did it.
I called her up, and she said, you know, David Danielson, our pastor, told me to call you.
Wow.
And I hadn't called you yet. I'm sorry. And I said, oh, okay, let's talk.
You're supposed to talk.
That's how it got started.
Yep.
So there were about six people, I think, that got it started, and we had some challenges about different ways that people imagined that it would work, but they asked me to come alongside them and help. And so some of that was just encouraging. Some of it was going, it ain't going to work. You can try that, but it ain't going to work.
Yep. Yep.
So we had fits and starts for a few months, and then we kind of worked out the plan and relaunched the whole thing. And it's been, what, 3.5 years, I guess.
Yeah, your short-term.
My short-term.
Your one-year status with us.
And Dave keeps asking me, don't they know all this by now?
And how do you answer that for those of us that are part of that group?
I answer it very tactfully by saying, there are always new people in the group.
That's it.
And there are always new situations in the group. And because we are not part of a larger organization, we don't have trainings available. So, you know, it's just whatever happens at the meeting and happens in outside conversations.
Yeah.
But it's just been a joy for me to see it work and to see not only the results in profit. You know, we track profit in your pocket, not sales, but profit.
Right.
To see the profit really go up, which is the main point in
That's
doing
right.
it. But also to see the personal relationships and the faith support of the Christian community is just a joy.
It's an amazing group, isn't it?
It is amazing. And there are people there that say, even if I wasn't making any money, I would come because of what I get from this group.
That's right.
So it's great fun.
And the personal growth.
Yes.
You know, because part of what we want to do is make each other stronger.
Right.
Sharper, right? Steel sharpened steel.
Right.
So that's a great element of the group.
Yeah.
And so we've seen a lot of people grow, their businesses grow.
Absolutely.
And you were talking about tracking the profit, right? So you make a referral, you refer somebody to me, and that results in X number of dollars, and then I report that every week.
Right.
And we keep that, and we're doing pretty phenomenal business for that
Fabulous.
Group.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It is amazing.
When people come in and Carol, our treasurer, says, you know, what our total is year to date, and I'm always stressing, you know, some of those people think that that's gross, you know, it's not,
no,
it's
that's,
net,
that's
you know, we're tracking
in,
net.
That's right.
It wouldn't make any sense to track gross.
No.
You know, but the net profit, you know, what are you really
what
getting out of it?
And
we're able to do it for practically no financial investment.
That's right.
You know, it's just what, $20, $25 a year.
It's so 20. Low, it's embarrassing. We don't even
I know.
Really should talk about it. Right? Because you pay a lot more and be worth it. But
you could.
But we, you know, one of the goals there in Amy's heart And your heart as well, as y'all were getting this thing kicked off, was to make it different, right?
Yeah.
And so we operate on grace.
That's right.
And so, yeah, it doesn't cost a lot to be a part of it.
No.
I think you spend $12 for a name tag or something like that. So,
and don't lose it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, people show up because they love it and because it's rewarding.
That's right.
So if you're a business out there listening right now and we're rolling into 2017, maybe you haven't had the greatest 2016, or maybe you just would like to increase for next year. And if you would like to come visit us sometime, we would welcome you, see if your business might be a fit, and if we're a fit for you. And where do we meet, Pam? What?
We meet at Acapulco.
Acapulco.
They have been great to us. They have been wonderful.
Awesome.
And they set up that side room for us and, you know, just turn it over to us. They're just wonderful.
Yeah, they are. They're very, very good to us.
And the food is great. It's wonderful coffee. It's just a great place to go.
And they take the hero card.
They do.
They do.
Yes.
Yeah, they're one of our great business partners. Which
that's right.
We love them, obviously. So
that's right.
But it's a fun group. And, again, we're making a difference. And that's the key. It'd be fine if we just did the fellowship, but it's bigger than that, right?
It is bigger than that.
Help
and
each other.
You know, it's much like if anybody that's listening has been in BNI, it's very much like that, except that we tweak the agenda so that we start with a devotion,
yep,
and we end with prayer, and we rotate that responsibility among all of the members. So it's really an awesome way to start out the day.
Pretty incredible.
It really is.
It is. Yeah, 3+ years and no end in sight.
That's right.
And you're committing for another year. Is that right, Pam?
I guess.
Well, Pam's such a blessing to us, and she does provide us so much information and background and experience and knowledge. And but even on days that she's not playing that role, I think you like being in there, don't you?
I do.
Good.
I do.
Well, it's special
to
have you in
there. It's a great group of people.
Switching gears. And is anything else you wanted to talk
about?
Well,
I was going to say, you were talking about people that might be interested in coming to visit. If somebody is already very successful, it's a great spot for you because you can work with other people. You can pass your knowledge along and you can still become more successful. Or if you're a young startup, it's a fabulous way to launch a new business.
There you go.
So either position is excellent.
Love to have you. Come see us. Producer is doing that sign where it says it's time to wrap this up.
Time's up.
There's time's up. So you're involved in some other things.
I am.
And you'll come back to talk about those things.
Sure.
Master Gardeners and the Glory Garden. And like I said at the beginning, you're a very busy lady. And
Freedom Loans. We'll
Freedom
talk
loans.
About that.
My gosh. So you'll be back like all of 2017.
Send me the schedule.
I'll send you the schedule. See if I can catch you. So. Well, Pam, again, thanks for taking time out. I wish you the merriest of Christmases.
And you too.
Thank you so much.
Santa's packing up. See you soon.
It'll be here really quick. So, Merry Christmas. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back here on the Hero Card Hour in just a minute. All right, so welcome back to the Hero Card Hour. Again, I'm your host, Lou McCoy, and I've got Becca here. We're going to wrap up the show, tell you about a few businesses. Oh, we got the jingle bells going.
Yeah, well, tomorrow's Christmas Eve, so
I know.
I had to do something.
Yeah.
Getting the holiday spirit.
I got the spirit.
Well, I got the spirit, too, but I'm trying to get the holiday
spirit.
Well,
ring them again, then. Let's go. There we go. Is that loud enough? All right, so jingle bells. So as you're looking around for things to do that you might use your hero card, a couple more reminders. We've all eaten a lot of rich food that we will, right, over Christmas we will eat. So don't forget Papa John's pizza.
Yeah.
They're 25% off if you use your hero card. That's pretty amazing.
I looked that up. It's for real.
It's for real.
It sure is.
Yeah, they don't do it on their specials. But
no, it's 25% off regular menu items.
Yeah, which is great.
Which is good. One time I figured it up, and it was actually cheaper than one of their specials.
Okay.
So
throw your card out there. That's great. Uh-huh. Those are great people over there. Jordan Mills is the manager and his team. Love them. You know, we are fortunate to have so many nice people in this town.
We are.
We are.
We really are.
Absolutely. Brown's Drive-In.
Oh.
That's another one. Great. Oh, my gosh. Look them up on their Facebook page because
Colette and her husband Rocky, they post some incredible food over there. Mouth-watering burgers and potato, sweet potato. Thank you. That's why you're here. Yeah, sweet potato fries, which I love. So they do a 20% off on a combo meal.
No kidding.
So that's great value.
I'm gonna have to go check that out because I haven't been over there yet.
And get you a milkshake while you're there.
Okay.
They got it all. And then if you need to get your house in order, your yard in order for Christmas.
I know a guy.
You know a guy? Who would that be?
That would be Chris Scruggs of Sprinkler Smart.
Sprinkler Smart. Yeah, those guys are amazing. In fact, at some point here next week, maybe I'm going to have, they did a project for my good friend Trace Pirtle.
Oh, cool.
And it's just an amazing landscaping project.
Yeah.
And so I'd like, I think Trace is going to come in and tell us a little bit about what's up with Boomer's Mulligans, update us, and then I'd like him to tell a little bit about that project as well.
Cool.
Yeah, so those guys are talented.
And you can find them on Facebook now.
That's right.
Yeah.
Brand new on Facebook.
Yep.
Sprinkler Smart.
Sprinkler Smart. Just go find them on Facebook and like their page.
Yeah. And speaking of Facebook, please like our Hero Card page.
Yeah.
It's such a great way for you. If you like us, then you'll get to see the information that we put out about our new business partnerships and the discounts, right? And not just that, but we also put things, other things that we're involved in that you can help us with.
Sometimes you have contests.
And we have some contests. Yeah, we gave away a cool story on that. Gave away a mug and a phone charger.
Sure.
And the guy that won it is an old high school buddy of mine back up in the Dallas area.
Oh, wow.
And I sent it to him, and so he started looking into the website. He's actually in Pilot Point.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's right. Up north of Dallas, outside of McKinney, and they're so interested in putting in the Hero Card up there. And his name's Mark. I'm like, Mark, you just got to
give me a minute.
I'll get up there. We'll get that going. But
that's cool.
I love the fact we're also connected these days.
Sure.
Right? So Facebook's an amazing way. So connect with us on Facebook. And, of course, you can always go to our website, and you can email me through the website, contact me, and we'll get right back to you. I get lots of emails, people telling me they've had success with their card, or they found a place that maybe didn't take it. So I need your feedback. We want your feedback.
Sure. What's the website, Lou?
It is www.herocardonline.com.
Perfect.
Yep, absolutely.
I couldn't remember for sure.
Yeah, right. you just keep me on track. So let's see, a couple other businesses to tell you about that Keys Brittle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's amazing brittle.
Yeah,
Carrie and Gene Barnett. It is. No, it is. It's that good. And I know there's some other people that make good brittle, but you may not want to mess with it.
I've never found anybody else that made it and didn't stick to your teeth.
Okay, there you go.
Never.
Well, it's delicious, and they give a great discount. If you're local, 15% off, and follow them on Facebook. Call Carrie at 210-286-7274. And different flavors. Yeah, and she's working on some new flavors, so who knows? But I don't need new flavors. I just love the... It's addictive.
It is. It's horrible.
It is horrible. And I had to finally just give mine all away because I was just making myself sick. But that's okay. That's what we do during the holidays. And so, Angela Major. So I love doing these two back-to-back because one puts weight on you, the other
then
one...
you can forget.
But what a great time of year for Angela, because in January, we're talking about Angela Major Weight Loss, and you can reach out to Angela at angelamajor.com.
It's M-A-G-E-R.
Yeah, M-A-G-E-R. Thank you. And but she's a health coach.
Yeah.
And so I know in January, because we all start our year off wanting to do better, she's going to be doing some weight loss classes.
Very cool.
And some training. And again, I love her. I've used her. Personally, it's not about just fad dieting. It's about making little changes to help you improve your health, your sleep, just your overall quality of life. So reach out to her. She's very, very talented, very reasonable. And if you give her the Hero Card, you'll save like 20% on her sessions. So that's a great savings.
Oh, that is
a
good savings.
And she makes it fun. That's the key.
She's such a neat person.
She really is. So
she's a lot of fun.
That's cool. And then there's Premier 7 Gym.
Yeah, if you want to get into some really... Before you get to Angela...
Go see Chris and Jency.
Yeah, they can help make sure you're moving in your space correctly before you start working out so that you don't hurt yourself.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the main thing they do.
Yeah, I've been fascinated. Chris is a genius with the body. He has studied and trained, and he tells me things about the body that I'm like, whoa, slow down.
Yeah.
He's amazing. Mm-hmm. So he'll get you moving properly because the body's designed to do a certain thing, right? And,
yeah,
and if we do it wrong, it compounds the problem.
And he can tell by your feet. 98% of the body is held up with 2% on
the
foundation.
Is that right? You've learned some stuff over there.
I have.
You've worked with him personally.
I have.
Right?
Yeah. I listen to Chris.
Yeah. No, Chris, fascinating.
Well, because he's almost family. He's a good old West Texas boy. He's come from the same area I did.
There you go.
He knows some of my cousins, actually.
Does he?
Yeah. We're just this side of being family.
Well, he's a fascinating guy. And then Jency, his partner in business over there, Jency Carson, she's amazing at yoga and stretching.
Yes.
And I've personally done that. I've not worked out with Chris yet. I certainly need to do that.
Ask Ryan Dill about working out with Chris.
Okay. Yeah, he's gone through it. There couldn't be two more positive people than Chris and Jency.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you'll have fun doing whatever you do with them.
Mm-hmm.
But Jency, she loves the yoga and the stretching, and I've done that with her, and I was just totally impressed and very reasonable on her prices. And coming in January, they're going to be offering something for the Hero Card on her yoga sessions.
Cool.
So they're over at 722 Hill Country Drive by Chinatown.
I believe that's 727.
Okay, I believe you're right. Thank you. That's good.
They used to be a sponsor of the Becca Gray Show.
Oh, there you go. That's why
I
you know.
It.
Keep me straight. Keep me straight. And you can find them on their Premier 7, and that's the number 7 gym.
They're right across the street from the big Wells Fargo building, right off City Baker South.
Got a great storefront. It's really interesting. Mm-hmm. But you got to look inside.
Oh, it's amazing.
Because
in there.
It's just not like any gym that you've seen before.
Yeah, it's
and
not.
You just because they don't do what just any
it's not
gym
typical.
Does. It's not typical. So go see them. That'll help you get your 2017. Can you believe it's almost 2017?
I know. That's crazy.
That is nuts. But they can help get you going for 2017.
Sure.
And so.
Get you on the right track.
Get you on the right track.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've covered most of that. Next week, I have a surprise guest for next week.
We've got some big news next week, too.
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
It's going to be a real interesting show.
It will be. But it'll be a great show. And that'll be the last show of 2016.
Yeah, it will.
2016 is gone. 2017, new year. New,
right around the corner.
New things going on.
New opportunities.
So, well, listen, again, I'm glad everybody was tuning in today. I hope everybody has a phenomenal Christmas. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your friends. Celebrate a hero that you know, whether it's somebody that served in our armed forces, the policeman, firefighter, just let somebody know you love them, you care about them, and you're thankful for them. And again, enjoy the time that you get away from work. Have some fun, and we'll be back next week here on the Hero Card Hour, KERV, 1230 a.m.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man?
Mary, did you know
that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand?
Did you know that your baby boy walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God.